That moment of the week where we bust out the bucket.
I like big buckets.
That's she good. Knows. If you do, you're going to love this. It's a Will It Float Thursday, cha-cha. As always. Unfortunately, it did fall a little short. I was looking for Bonafide 100% has already been recalled, but not unstocked radioactive shrimp.
Yeah, it's almost like they don't want you to have them, or maybe they shouldn't be out there.
And if you are in the frozen shrimp buying market, good luck trying to find some, because it seems like everything's been yanked. It's going to be a bad quarter for the shrimpers.
I'm so sorry.
But
what would Bubba Gump say?
We did find a bag, and they are head on. I like that it very much advertises that. Head on, and that's what it'll do. Into the tank.
Keep your head on.
And it has its shell, too. And they were once frozen. And, I'd say about 4 hours has elapsed since the purchasing of said product. So when that bag opens up, Heather, to go into the tank, radioactive or not.
Delicious.
I think it's going to release more than just isotopes into our environment in the studio.
I like how you triple bagged it before you even brought it into the studio.
Yeah, I also had a water bottle in there, and I didn't want it to infect it. Just in case it was radioactive. Because the microplastics will save me from it. I should take some Tylenol. First of all, what do you think it's going to do, Heather Lee? Because I'm having to fight through, because you just briefly opened it, the package, for a minute.
I did, and I'm so sorry.
If those aren't radioactive, they're definitely active in other ways.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Oh, my.
I'm going with sink.
Going with sink?
I'm going with sink.
All right.
I think it's going to sink.
These
are weighty. They're big.
It depends on how much they've thawed on the frozen front. I think if they're still frozen solid, I think they'll float. But I think otherwise they will sink. They are bottom feeders. That's what they're designed to do. But they may have isotopes attached. So I'm not sure. But we do have our two contestants on the line to play today. And we go to them right now. Good morning out of Mansfield. He is Hank fan number 9. He is a Danny boy. Good morning, Danny. Welcome back to Will It Floats.
Thank you.
All right, there he is.
Danny.
And then going up against the Danny out of the Mansfield, it is the Chad back from the Weatherford. Welcome, Chad, gentlemen.
Thank you. Good morning.
Have either of you had any or had to dispose of any radioactive shrimp that you may have come across?
No, not me.
All right. Do you want some that's possibly still radioactive or could be after it goes into the Will It Float tank? Because that could actually bump up its half-life level. That tank ain't looking so hot.
Yeah,
it may actually.
This is the last thing the tank really needs.
Bobby Kennedy Jr. is going to shut us down on this.
Yeah.
If we keep this direction. But right now, Danny, you're Hank fan number 9. You got first dibs. The frozen trip, will they float? Will they sink?
Float.
We got float.
All right.
So the Chad, you're hoping they do what?
Them bad boys are going to stink.
Yeah. He's leaning in.
With conviction. All right. There's only one way to test this out, and it is to the Will It Float Tank of Transparency we go, as we stream live for the world to see on our Hank Facebook page. Wow, that was debagging cam. We have all four cams going. We got Will It Float cam, we have Unnecessary Meat cam, and then we have shrimp cam right now. Okay, it's hovering above the tank. I'm not going to delay this anymore. Once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do, because it's stinking up the place already. And going down in 3, 2, 1, the shrimp hit the water. They go down, and that's disgusting. They have all of their utensils, too. The head on there, they're down at the bottom. They are down at the bottom. They are not moving. I hope they're not moving. They're frozen shrimp. They're dead. And ladies and gentlemen, when it comes down to it, out of the catbird seat, the Yank fan number 10 steals the victory. The Chad, you have won your way to the Stars of Texas Music Fest, because those shrimp are sinkers, bottom feeders. Congratulations, the Chad.
There you go.
Appreciate you, Danny. We still have, you left some in the bag, didn't you? What are we saving them for?
We don't need saving them. Because the bag could not be open anymore.
Oh, it was. All right.
It was the executive management decision.
Yeah, this kid. Okay. Is it just me, or are they glowing in there? Or is it just because we're so happy?
There are so many antennae and other things in there.
Yeah. Happy eating, everybody. And happy Will It Floating. Congratulations to the Chad and to those shrimp. When it comes to it, the frozen variety, they may not be radioactive going in, but they probably are now. And the shrimp are sinkers. That's science.